a branch meeting of the largest RMT branch, London Underground Engineering, passed the following resolution in response to the events of the 14th of July. This union agrees that 1. If the far-right attempt to invade a local community, it is essential that we fight for a massive mobilization of the community to defend itself. The trade unions can be crucial in this. With an energetically built campaign in the workplaces, we can mobilize members. Trade unions should provide stewarding instead of relying on the police to keep people safe. 2. Crucially, trade union action can hold out hope and an alternative to those small numbers of people who may be attracted to far-right ideas. While some of the people that give their support to organizations like FLAB, DFLA and Britain First subscribe to the racist rhetoric expounded by their leaders, the people demonstrating are not all fascists. A lot of them are angry young working class men, deeply alienated by austerity and by decades of capitalist neoliberal policies. They have been betrayed by all the establishment politicians, in particular abandoned by the betrayals of Blairite New Labour that has pursued pro-capitalist policies of cuts, privatization and austerity light in councils and in government. 3. When Jeremy Corbyn put forward an anti-austerity manifesto in the 2017 general election, a million previously UKIP voters switched to vote Labour. While up to 15,000 marched to Free Tommy on the 9th of June, in March 2011 750,000 marched under the banner of the Tuck, when people believed the trade unions were going to fight austerity. 4. If the trade unions mobilize with energy, and with clear demands, to fight for jobs and homes, and to kick out the Tories, we'd have hundreds of thousands on the streets, and could cut across the appeal of far-right leaders. This union therefore further agrees. 1. It is essential to build an anti-racist workers' movement that fights for jobs, for council homes, for pay, benefits and decent public services. 2. We resolve to open up a debate in the trade unions about the slogans and tactics necessary to defeat the far right, putting the resources, authority, and power of the organized working class at the center of mass anti-racist, anti-austerity movement. 3. To write to the Tuck to demand it launch a Jobs, Homes Not Racism campaign, to unite the wider trade union movement and to campaign effectively against the far right. This should include workers taking all legal steps, up to and including strike action, to disrupt all attempts to organize for the purposes of extending the rhetoric of the FLAB and EFLA or any similar organization. 4. The trade unions should name the day for a national demonstration,